So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Dan B'Dan in Oisai. The Kohen Gadol can serve as a judge, and he can be judged. The Gemara explains, Dan Pshita, Dan in Oisai Itzruchalei. It's obvious that he can judge others, but the Mishnah mentioned this to introduce the next novel halacha, that he can also be judged. As Rashi explains, we might have thought that we do not demean him by requiring him to appear before the court. However, the Gemara points out, this is also obvious because if he cannot be judged, he cannot serve as a judge either. As the Pasuk says, and as Rosh Lakish expounded, improve yourself before attempting to improve others. Therefore, if he cannot be judged, he cannot serve as a judge either. And so this halacha is self-evident. The Gemara suggests two answers. The Mishnah only listed these halachas in order to contrast the Kohen Gadol with the Melech, who cannot judge or be judged. The Mishnah refers specifically to judging him for an unintentional murder, as we learned in a Braisa. If a Kohen Gadol killed someone intentionally, he receives the death penalty, and if he killed someone unintentionally, he's exiled. Now, the novelty is because the Pasuk says, V'yashav ba'ad mois ha-kohen ha-gadol, an inadvertent murderer remains in exile until the death of the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, a Mishnah later rules, Ha-hayr Kohen Gadol, oy Kohen Gadol sharges ha-nefesh, in the yetz misham lo'ilam. If someone killed a Kohen Gadol, or if a Kohen Gadol killed someone unintentionally, the murderer is exiled forever. As Rashi explains, Kiven de'en Kohen Gadol b'mikdash kishu gaila b'misis mi-yashav. Since there's no Kohen Gadol serving in the base of Mikdash, at the time he is exiled, upon whose death shall he leave? Therefore, we might have thought, called the Islay Takanda Bechazar, Ligali, Deleslay Takanda Bechazar, Ligli. One who has the possibility of returning is exiled, but one who does not have the possibility of returning from exile, such as a Kohen Gadol, is not exiled in the first place. Therefore, our Mishnah rules, Kohen Gadol, done in Isai, a Kohen Gadol is judged, like any commoner who killed unintentionally, because the Pasuk says, Lanu Shamba Kol Ritzeach, Afil a Kohen Gadol B'mashma. Any murder is sent into exile, this includes even a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara now cites the rest of the Braisa. V'ovra ala seva aloisa seva harehu kehedud l'chol devarv. And the Gemara explains, im ovra ala seva aloisa seva harehu kehedud l'chol devarv. If the Kohen Gadol transgresses any positive or negative commandment, he is treated like a commoner. As Rashi explains, lidin b'shleish is judged by an ordinary court of three judges. The Gemara challenges this from the Mishnah's ruling on Daf Beis. Ein donen loyas ha-shevet, v'loyas navi ha-sheker, v'loyas Kohen Gadol, el al pi bazen shal shem ve'echad. Only a full court of 71 judges may preside over a case of an entire tribe, a false prophet, or the Kohen Gadol, as the Pasuk says, Kal adavar ha-gadol yivir lecha. And Rav Adbar have expounded Devarv Shal Gadol, the matters of great people, such as the Kohen Gadol, were brought before Moshe Rabbeinu, who stood in place of the Sanhedrin Gedolah Shal Ayin Aleph. The Gemara answers, Hadavar ha-gadol ksiv, davar gadol mamish. The Pasuk says that a matter of great importance of the Kohen Gadol is brought before the full Sanhedrin. As Rashi explains, Averish Yishba Mises Bezdin, who debased in Hedrigadela. Abamalkus Lai. The Pasuk only refers to a transgression that carries the death penalty. However, for all other transgressions which only carry a penalty of Malkus, lashes, Nidin Beshlesha, the Kohen Gadol is judged by an ordinary court of three judges. The Mishnah continues, Meyid Umeidin Isai. The Kohen Gadol can testify in court regarding others, and others can testify regarding him. The Gemara challenges this from a Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'salamta, and the Gemara expounds, Pa'amim sh'at mis'alim, u'pam sh'iyat mis'alim. It is sometimes permitted to refrain from returning a lost object, and it is sometimes forbidden. And one of the examples given is, Zakin v'ein alafi chavayde. An elderly person does not need to retrieve and return a lost item if this would be demeaning, and he would not take it even if it was his own. Thus, as Rashi explains, Almo kavra b'riyas deichalav d'ilay sucha l'salim. We see that maintaining one's honor can override a prohibition. Similarly, v'hachinami zilusa hu legabi Kohen Gadol, leisi lasudi lebaldin. It's demeaning for a Kohen Gadol to testify in court on behalf of a commoner, and he should be exempt. The Gemara answers, meid leben melech. He testifies regarding the king's son. Although hedjidhu, he's also technically a commoner, however, meid b'fnei hamelech. The king attends these proceedings, and so it is fitting. The Gemara asks, however, a braisa rules eim yeshivin melech b'sanhedrin. A king cannot serve as part of the Sanhedrin. And the Gemara answers, Mishum Yikur the Kohen Gadol, Asav Yasim Mikabli Nahalei L'Saduse. Out of respect for the Kohen Gadol, the king joins the court while they accept his testimony. But then, Kayhu V'Azal U'Mayanulei Anan B'Dinei. He then leaves, and the Sanhedrin deliberates and decides the case. The Gemara now explains this braisa in full. A Meshivin Melech B'Sanhedrin, a king cannot serve as part of the Sanhedrin, because the Pasuk says, Loisana Al Riv, and we expound Loisana Al Rav, not to argue with a master. Therefore, if the king were to join the court, the other judges could not argue with him. The Braisa continues, Loi melech v'kohen gadol be'ibur shana. Neither the king nor the kohen gadol may participate in deciding whether to establish a leap year. And the Gemara explains, melech mishum afsanya. The king is biased for making a leap year because he gains 13 months of service from the army during a leap year for only a year's pay. And kohen gadol mishum tzina, the kohen gadol is biased against making a leap year because Yom Kippur would then be later in the year and he would suffer from the cold due to his many immersions in the mikvah. The Mishnah continues, Chalitza b'chaltzin le'ishtai. He performs chalitza to his sister-in-law if his brother dies without children, and his brother performs chalitza to his wife if he dies without children. And his brother performs yibum with his widow, but he cannot perform yibum with his brother's widow since he is forbidden to marry a widow. The Gemara explains, Loishno min ne'erisin, loishno min ha'nesuin. The Mishnah does not differentiate, implying that he may not perform yibum with his brother's widow, whether she was an arusa or a nesua. The Gemara explains, Min ha'nesuin ha'vaasei v'loisasei, ve'nasei d'choloisasei v'asei. There's both an asei and a loisasei for a kohen gadol not to marry a widow who was a nesua, and so the asei of yibum cannot override a loisasei v'asei. And min ha'erisin, gzera b'irishayna atu b'yishniya. Although asei doicha loisasei, there's only a loisasei for a kohen gadol not to marry a widow who was an arusa, and so the asei of yibum would override the loisasei alone. Nevertheless, he cannot perform yibum because he only fulfills the mitzvah with the first bia, not with the second, and so we prohibit the first bia in order to safeguard against performing the second bia.